Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Tone bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're starting to get the picture here, right? It's all about small business. If you don't know about that, if you don't care about that, you need to go somewhere else. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed Harrington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. And Ed, I need a website, please.
It's www.ideas2go.com, and those are all letters.
All right.
Three words. So check Ideas2Go.
Check that out, folks, and then find the book there and all the things that Ed does for his folks. So let's talk about fun. You say fun is critical.
Fun is critical. Did you ever see when people sort of pressure a comedian, they go, tell us something funny?
Yeah.
And it's the worst setup in the world, comedians will tell you, because they have a pressure response. Same thing is if you get people in a room and say, okay, we're desperate for an idea. What are we going to do with life or death? This is not a good mood to be in if you're going to generate ideas. It needs to be relaxed. You need to be open. So one of the ways we actually do this, and this is really, really tricky, we keep toys around. And the reason you keep toys is there's actually a thing called embodied cognition.
Huh.
And embodied cognition is the idea of fidgeting. So people who squeeze those handballs. It's even people who click on their pen. It's people who twirl something around.
I'm a fidgeter. I have what they call it, energy. What's the word they use? I fidget a lot. I'm moving all the time.
You have excess energy.
Nervous energy. That's what my aunt used to call it. Nervous energy.
Yeah, nervous.
Because I can't be still. I can't be still.
Are you a leg tapper?
I tap everything. I can't be still. In 20 years of doing this radio show, I've never sat down to do it.
Does that include beer tapping?
Yeah. That's after the show.
A quick aside, I love what you do for small businesses. By the way, I did some quick math. 20 years seems to come out to like 10,000 hours on the air. I'm sure it's more than that. And do you know, like in one of Malcolm Gladwell's books, he talks about, and it's somebody else's theory, that's when you attain true mastery of something. That once you've done something for a couple of years, and you've done far more than that, now you've gone from sort of trainee, so you are the master. Playing around. So this thing about embodied cognition is it actually gets you to stop thinking directly. And as I was saying earlier, 90% of what you're thinking is in your subconscious. This is akin to ideas that come to you in the shower. Why do ideas come to people in the shower? And that is almost the universal belief by folks or an experience.
Well, I know why that is.
Why? Oh, good. Tell me.
Well, because your right brain, the creative side, wakes up 45 minutes before your left brain, the engineer side, wakes up. My brain people have explained that on the show. So when you go to bed, whatever's on your mind, you're trying to solve a problem or whatever. There's a pretty good chance that if you allow it to, if you'll be quiet, if you'll get in the shower, if you'll go outside or you won't get engaged with a bunch of other people and just be you inside in your head, quiet for a while, something will come out of you in that 30 to 45 minutes. It may be wacky, but at least it's something that it's going to be innovative. It's going to be creative. And you need to get it on paper or get somewhere before your left brain wakes up and says, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of.
Right. Until you begin to self-critique yourself.
Right.
Right. And stop those ideas from coming out, which is, one of the big challenges. I say the worst part of this business of negativity is internal.
Mm-hmm.
It is you censoring your own
ideas.
Back
to getting out of your own way.
getting out of your own way. And some of that, frankly, is, you know, don't be so thin-skinned. Be willing to so having fun is one thing when you're doing an innovation session. Another is making it not only okay, but necessary to look foolish.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody looks foolish in a session, I always applaud them. I give them credit because they're taking a risk. And guess what? We're only talking at this point. We're not actually doing.
And you got to be prepared to laugh at yourself.
Oh, well, I have a lifetime of things to laugh
at. But that's where part of that's how the fun gets productive, I think.
All right. So one of my good colleagues here, Adam Hansen, he says, you know how you know the good groups? They know how to make fun of each other, and they have fun at it.
And they take it, yeah.
And they take it, and they give it, and they challenge each other, but in a very good...
Because underlying all that is respect and love.
Exactly, and trust. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're absolutely right. And you get a group in that's uber, like, super serious.
I'm worried about all this political correctness. We're going to lose a lot of this with political correctness. You're going to lose a lot of innovation, in my opinion, when nobody can say anything for fear of hurting some snowflake's feelings.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm a real anti-censor kind of person, you know. Like, you can't be in this business. And one of the rules is you don't set up rules when you're innovating. You're in your thinking.
That's right.
There are no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you begin to set up boundaries, what you begin to do is to self-analyze.
Political
and when you're
correctness
self-analyzing,
is...
you're dead.
I need your website, please.
Ideas2go.com.
Hey, Ed, good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to come back, Jeff.
We'll get you back again real soon. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.